I was planning today to do like a half an hour homily, but I realized that probably, no, I'm joking. I'm trying to be short as possible because I know that a good number of you are standing. So here we are in this profound sense of wanting to celebrate, and we hear this passage, we hear these readings, and especially today we finish with these words, you cannot trust God and Mammon, and you kept wondering, what's going on here? What are we speaking about? The word Mammon, it means money. It means the person that puts all his energy and effort just towards money. So it means you cannot serve God or serve money at the same time in terms of priorities. It's not God saying, telling us, disregard any financial aspect of life. He's saying, where do we put our priorities? Where do we put our golden eggs, if you want? Where we put our sense of the direction where we go? And gives different examples, like in the first reading, an example that more than 30 centuries has been working, unfortunately, when people put extra weight on the scales and when people buy something, basically they are buying more than what they receive for basically being cheated into the system of commerce, which means it's not the right way, it's not the clever way to proceed as sons and daughters of the light. And on the longer version of the gospel, which I then didn't read, Jesus keeps making this parallel between the sons of the light and sons and daughters of the darkness, which means sometimes we are very clever in doing so many things of the world, and gives the example of this servant that when realizes that he was this administrator, when he realized that he was going to lose his job, basically he starts to give away things, assuming, oh, if I give away, the people afterwards will remember me and will give me something back, will receive me in their house. So sometimes, as Jesus was telling us, we are very smart in dealing with the things of the world, if you want to put it that way. But we are not smart on dealing with the light, which means how we deal in being smart towards God. And we wonder, what does that mean to be smart towards God? An example, St. Francis Xavier. Probably we heard about him, the great missionary that went all over the world, baptized thousands and thousands and thousands of people, went to India, went to Japan, went to China, and we say, oh, that's very easy. But he went in the time that no frequent flight miles existed, no aeroplanes existed, nothing like that existed, just boats that probably between Europe and India will be taking probably 4, 5, or 6 months to get there, which meant we want to go to India, for instance, where you went, and we take a plane, and in less than 24 hours, we arrive there. And that's it. But in his case, he was going for months and months and wanting to be there, wanting to baptize people, wanted to give the good news, and wondering, what am I doing here? I'm just sitting in the boat and waiting for the time to go by. And some days, probably no wind, nothing special happened. And so he could start wondering, how can I do something for God? But those sailors, they didn't seem to be too enthusiastic about God in their lives. And so he kept wondering, how can I get with them? They'll accept me in the way that I can speak about God. And he thought about it, and he realized that when the wind is not going, when nothing special was happening on the boat, one thing they wanted to do all the time, it was play cards. And he said, okay, I'm going to learn how to play cards and play with them. And that's how he did it. And as he played cards, he starts to speak about God to them. And so much spoke that he was able to convert and basically bring back to faith a good number of them. The point I'm making here, it is, he was clever for God's world. He was clever to be the son of the light. And that's what we are invited to be, to wonder about, how can I bring peace to the world? How can I bring justice to the world? How can I bring a good environment that we can live happy in the future. And we don't need to just wait for others to do it. We can be creative because we love, because we care. And that's what basically we are called to become, be the sons and daughters of the light, which means in what ways can we bring people to the faith? In what ways can we bring people to God? In what ways can we bring people to care towards each other? In what ways can we help others to come together as a community? And when we be creative in that ways, we are becoming the sons of light. We are becoming, in terms of redirecting our sense of purpose, creating a sense of priorities in our life. And final example, when I was a teenager and thinking that I knew everything, I knew the world, and I said at one moment, I don't care about God. I'm not going to church anymore. It was a big revolution in the house. And my mother called all the priests that she knew to see if they could convert me or change me. Nothing changed. But one day a friend of mine told me, oh, because I used to play music, I used to be a musician. And a friend of mine once told me, now there is a choir in the church that they are looking for a musician. Why don't you go and play there? And I thought about it, and I said, no, I'm not going to church. I'm going to play music. So I went to the church, played in that group, and as I was playing, I started to listen to God's words. I started to listen to what was being said there, and suddenly something changed in my life. Something changed in my heart. And now I look back and I realize, well, I'm here because something started in that particular moment that basically changed me. And it was someone that was smart enough to figure out, tell him to go to play. And I realized, well, I'm going to play. I'm not just going to listen to what's going on. But something, it started at that moment. And it implied also, of course, that we, our hearts are open to listen. So that's my prayer for all of us. Be creative in ways that we can bring people to God. We can bring people to come as a community. Because when we do so, we really become what we are called to become, which means a Christian is one like Christ, one that is a follower of Christ, one that is a follower of love, one is a follower of justice.